What's been the regimen that you've been utilizing in the adjuvant setting?
We've had a trial with carboplatin and docetaxel at UNC, which has sort of allowed us to sidestep some of these issues. Obviously, patients come in off trial. I think if you were to practice right now evidence-based medicine, you'd have to say the trials that have been positive have been cisplatin-based. And of the trials, the second agent most frequently used was nalbuphine, which was used in the BR10 trial as well as the ANITA trial. About 50% of patients on the IL trial got etoposide. So I think that the second agents that are most proven are nalbuphine and etoposide. I don't have any evidence for this, to be honest with you, but my personal opinion is that the second agents right now, is there's still going to be some dealer's choice at this point based on tolerability. I think it's the cisplatin backbone that has largely been proven at this point. And I think for the current situation, we're going to obligate to the cisplatin, especially because we're treating in the curative setting.
Can you talk a little bit more about the study you're doing of carbo and docetaxel?
That was designed several years ago before the CLGB data became available, and the hope was that we could demonstrate feasibility with the carboplatin docetaxel as far as delivering the prescribed number of therapies and then scheduling the chemotherapy on time. So far, it's gone relatively well. We've had to incorporate growth factors because we had a significant rate of febrile neutropenia, and also the NCCN guidelines recommended growth factor support with a combination of carboplatin docetaxel, so we wanted to be compliant with NCCN guidelines at this point. So far, patients have tolerated it very well. It's a feasibility trial, so we're not going to be able to make any efficacy comments about it, and we're still accruing patients. But I can tell you on preliminary, it looks like it's well tolerated, and maybe if selection, if it's proven to be equivalent.